you know, I have some conservative views. I have many liberal views. I'm fiscally conservative from the standpoint that I don't like high taxes. But in the same breath, I'm a live and let live kind of person. And then you have people trying to convince you, you being an independent, that's weak because you're not taking a position. I said, I'll give you a perfect example. I'm pro-life. I'm not for abortion, but I'll be damned if I think I have a right to tell a woman what to do with her body. Don't tell me I can't be both. I can have this belief system for me, but still be a conscientious observer and a decent man to say, I have no business telling a woman what to do with her body. I can sit up there and say, we should not have open borders. But in the same breath, you know what? Don't just go terrorizing law-abiding citizens and booting them out of the country or separating children from their family. There's got to be a better way. I can talk about how criminals need to have their ass in jail. But in the same breath, when you're changing laws and criminalizing everything to the point where, you know, you're going to let somebody that's sniffing cocaine off the hook, but somebody that's smoking a joint, you want to incarcerate them. I got a problem with that. These are all things that you can address with common sense and literally go about the business of saying, tell me how this makes our country better. Because I know this for me. I'm a black man, I'm a proud black man, and I'm gonna always look out for us. But when it comes to looking out for my people, my black people, I want everybody to understand this. Looking out for you ain't telling you what you wanna hear. It's telling you what you need to hear. You know, and as a person that's been in the game, that's been in corporate America 30 plus years, that has access to politicians, you know, over the last 2 weeks, I've interviewed Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Governor Spencer Cox of Utah, Senator Lindsey Graham, Bill O'Reilly, Bill Maher, Senator Joe Manchin, who just retired. I just had Speaker of the House, Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries. I just had him on my show yesterday. I've talked to a lot of these people. I know Westmore, Baltimore. I know Gavin Newsom in California. I know former Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey. There's an army of people that I know. So I got access to information that the average person doesn't have access to. So when I come out and I'm looking at my people and I'm looking at us and I'm telling folks what's going on, I'm not looking for somebody's approval. I'm telling you, yo, I'm looking out. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm good. I'm telling you because I'm giving you a heads up about something you may not have been alerted to that I've been alerted to. Unfortunately, you got a lot of folks in America that'll look at you, and because you haven't echoed what they wanted you to echo, they'll be ready to attack you because they didn't agree with what you said, instead of realizing I might not have agreed with what I said. I'm just letting you know that's what they're telling me. Be alert. Wake up. You know what I'm saying? And see it that way. That's looking out. And we don't have politicians that's looking out for us. Stephen A. would look out.